Hey, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to hear who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to one of our programs. This month, we're giving away Easy Course. It's our 30-day course on how to build your own online course. It retails for $500 over at easycourse.co, but you can win it for free. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and a review, and you enter our weekly random draw we call Free Ride Friday. Listen in on Friday to see if you won. It's that simple. It's our way to say thanks for leaving us love on iTunes. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, helping your business move forward one step at a time every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you'll learn dealing with email while traveling. If you're like me, you do a bit of traveling for business and for pleasure. And when you do, your biggest headache is catching up on email. If you're on vacation, for example, you don't even open your inbox. But what happens is that when you get back from vacation, you have an incredible amount of inbox debt. You have tons of emails you have to reply to that you're super late to reply to. I mean, if you take 2 weeks off, people are not getting a reply for 2 weeks. But what's the alternative? I mean, even if I'm traveling for business, I'm so busy while traveling, I can't reply to email at the same efficiency. In today's lesson, I'm going to break down some options you have when it comes to dealing with your inbox when you're away. I'm going to give you some strategies to take the pressure off and minimize the amount of work you're going to have to do when you get back from traveling. These are some strategies that I picked up through trial and error, as well as some things I learned from some of my contemporaries in business. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Typically, when you're about to go on a trip, whether it's for business, whether you're going on vacation, you do what's called a vacation mode or a vacation autoresponder on your email. This is very easy to set up on Gmail. But all that does is really send a message to the sender. The person that sends you an email, they get a message, an email back that says, whatever you told them, your vacation responder. It could be something like, hey, I'm away for a couple of weeks. I will not be able to reply to your email until this date. And that's usually what we do. And that's kind of where it ends. And what happens is that we get back from our break, we get back from our travels, and we have a sea of emails to reply to. And what if you get emails during that time that are urgent, that are replied 2 weeks from now, really is not going to make a difference. So what do? You have some options, okay? If you travel frequently, like you travel once every 2 months, then this option is going to be worth your while. And that's hiring an assistant. Hiring a virtual assistant is just as good and much more cost effective. And this assistant or virtual assistant will be in charge of your inbox while you're gone. You're literally going to give them access to your inbox. This is your business email. There's nothing personal in there. So you can just give them access with your, you know, your username and password. You're fine. And you're going to have them reply on your behalf. I know a lot of people do this and it's fantastic. Why? Because what happens is, say, for example, you get an email. Then your assistant replies and says, hey, this is Jeffrey. I'm Omar's assistant. Omar's currently away or is traveling or whatever you want to tell them. Is there anything I can help you with while he's gone? What happens here is it throws the ball back in their court. They get a response from an actual person, not an autoresponder. So the email gets dealt with. Number two, it tells them, hey, is this urgent? Is this something that is a code red that you need help with immediately? What can I do for you? Either they're going to respond with, yes, you can help me. And it's something simple like, hey, can you book an appointment for me on his calendar? And your assistant can have access to your calendar and that can be done. And that email is dealt with. You don't have to deal with it when you come back. Or they say, no, there's nothing you can help me with. No problem. I will email Omar when he gets back. And as long as your assistant knows your dates of travel, they'll know when you're coming back. And they could tell the sender, hey, Omar's coming back this date. Feel free to email and get in touch with him then. Done. That email is taken care of and you don't have to deal with it. And then they'll email you when you're back in action. This is the most efficient way to do it. Somebody in your inbox. It's going to cost you $400 or $500 a month for a VA. Totally worth it. Think of the peace of mind you're going to get every time you go on vacation, when you travel on business. Even you can have this taken care of during the weekend. If that's not an option, no problem. We got some other strategies for you. Here's a second strategy. In your autoresponder, your vacation mode autoresponder, give them an opportunity to speak to somebody. So you could say, hey, I'm on vacation right now. If this is an urgent matter, please, you know, call or email my customer service manager. Anybody else on the team, anybody else other than you, your co-founder, if they're not on vacation, whatever it is, give them somebody else to talk to. Say, hey, I'm not away. If this is an urgent matter, speak to this person. If it's not an urgent matter, please email me when I get back on this date. What this responder does is it tells the sender, you have two options here. Either send this message to somebody else or message me after I come back. Don't expect a reply. You can even say in the reply, I'll be deleting all messages I received during these dates. And that's exactly what you do. You come back and you delete all the emails that you get. I know people that do this and they do this with confidence. And maybe they take a quick look and make sure there's nothing urgent there. But essentially, they delete every email they get when they're away because, hey, if it was urgent, somebody else dealt with it. If it's not urgent, then they're going to email them again while they're in action. Third option, have your emails forward to somebody else. So you can set up in Gmail where you can have forwarding, where any email that you get gets forwarded to another email address. And this could be, again, a co-founder, somebody that works there, your head of customer service, and they deal with your email while you're gone. And then you could do the same when they go away. And again, they'll get the email and say, hey, I got this email. Omar's away right now. How can I help you? They're either going to say, here's what I need help with, or that's okay. I'll email Omar when he gets back. No problem. And again, you can delete all the emails when you come back. So you got three options to deal with email while you're away. What if all three options are not for you? The other option is you edit your autoresponder, your vacation autoresponder, to say, hey, this is when I'm away, and when I come back on this date, I'm going to be slow to reply. Maybe it's going to take me up to a week to reply to your email after I come back. This sets up expectations so they know that, hey, you're away, and it's going to take even longer to get back. They might reply and say, hey, no worries, Omar, I'll hit you up later. And from there, you don't have to reply to that email when you see it. Or they'll say, no problem, I'll contact support. And you can even suggest that in your autoresponder. The point is that you want to minimize the pressure on you to reply when you get back, as well as you set up expectations for those who send you emails and get that autoresponder. Guys and gals, I hope that helped. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. But today's episode is not over because it's Free Ride Friday. I got to give away a lifetime membership to one of our programs. We're giving away Easy Course, our 30-day course on how to build your own online course. It's a $500 value over at easycourse.co. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Joe Especial. Joe Especial says, 5 stars, stupid, simple, and amazingly useful. I just started listening to this podcast a week ago, and it's filled with great, actionable episodes. I feel like every episode clears up some sort of misconception I have and reminds me of the things I've learned the hard way. I'm finishing up my BS in business right now, and this is a great way to brush up on my skills. Thanks, Joe Especial, for that great review. You are a winner. Your mission is to email me at omar@100mba.net so I can hook you up with that free ride. If you want to win a free ride, you're listening, you're like, hey, this is cool, how can I win? Just leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you automatically enter our weekly random draw. Listen in on Friday and see if you won. All right, before I go, I want to leave you with this. Taking breaks is really important. Taking time to rest your brain, your mind, your body is very important. You got to recharge your batteries so you can go at it stronger when you come back. So make sure you handle this noisy, annoying thing called email, right? Make sure you lower the pressure on yourself and you allow people to know what the expectations are. This is going to allow you to rest even better when you're away. This actually applies too when you're going away for business. It's like a sort of a mini break of your routine. If you want to experiment with this, you can go ahead and do this even with a short business trip. You might be surprised with the results. All right, I'll check you in Monday's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.